It's your show. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out. Special guest on the line, unexpectedly but pleasantly. It's Mark Stevens MarkStevens.net. That's Mark with a C, MarkStevens.net. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ian. I appreciate it. I had Ivy on from Keene.
On your show?
Yes, this past weekend.
Which is the No State Project.
Yeah, don't expect any favors for that, Mark.
And I don't want to take up too much time on the show. One of the things we discussed was I was helping Ivy do a habeas corpus petition to get Sam out.
Which was, from what I understand, rejected the first one that she filed with the Supreme, or the not the Supreme, but the Superior Court. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, if you just happen to be tuning in, our friend and co-host on this show, documentarian at ObscuredTruth.com, Sam, is still now 2 weeks sitting in a jail cell because he dared to bring a video camera into the public court lobby or the lobby of the courtroom at Keene District Court, and they are holding him there basically until he obeys them and gives up his legal name. They're essentially denying him the right to a speedy trial, and they are just they're doing whatever it is they want to do. It doesn't even matter what their own rules say, apparently.
This is just basically a show of force. And like I spoke with Ivy this morning, I'm sure the free talkers there, you guys have made quite a name for yourselves. And, you know, they know you that you're there. And probably they don't like that too much.
No.
I'm getting that impression.
Yeah, you think. I was helping her, and we were going to redo a habeas corpus. And the idea was if we can get more people to sign off on the habeas and do it separately. So if we can get more people filing the habeas, that may help get Sam out.
Interesting. Now, what is the process here? Because she's been rejected at the Superior Court. So this is with the Supreme Court of New Hampshire filing these?
The next one would be there, yes.
Now, can somebody who hasn't been rejected at the other levels file immediately at the Supreme Court, or do they have to be rejected at the Superior Court level first?
They have to be rejected at the Superior Court level first. So I wanted to put some other things in there, make it very, very short, to the point, because I like what she put in there. There was too much, and you want to file it be 2-3 pages most. And so this way she can file it there, and then a bunch more people who are willing to step forward and help Sam out can download a copy, put their name in it, and file it into the Superior Court.
So basically the additional habeas, the writs of habeas corpus coming in may give them a little more incentive to take action on it?
That's the plan.
So, Mark, are they doing something illegal?
Excuse me?
Are they doing something illegal?
You mean the court?
The court.
Well, yeah, I would say obviously if they're holding somebody who is not been accused of an actual crime, yes.
Well, he's been accused of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, not processing, so they've charged him with 3 misdemeanors.
Well, when you go through the facts, and this one, which you guys, I'm sure, are acutely aware of, Sam did not resist arrest.
No, he didn't.
I mean, he didn't really resist it. I mean, he certainly didn't help them in any way, but...
That's true, but he didn't actively resist them.
But as far as the process goes, until he can have a hearing on that, then those charges will stand. What you need to do is get that habeas corpus hearing, right, to have the evidence brought up against him.
Exactly. Get him into court, have the jailer bring him into court so that the facts can be put on the table and get him released.
Now, the question is, for the habeas hearing, who would be the judge who would hear that? Would it be someone who was involved with the original problem in the courtroom anyway?
I got to remember how the courts are there. It has to be filed into a higher court than the court that it's already in.
Well, that changes it slightly. Of course, they're all sort of part of the same little gang, but
they are. But nonetheless, Mark, your strategy should be pretty easy to implement, considering here in the Keene area of New Hampshire, we have at least a dozen people who would likely step forward to put their names on a writ of habeas corpus on Sam's behalf. I don't see that being a problem at all. So
dozens.
Yeah. Once you guys are all set with that paperwork, we can put it up over at freekeene.com and have people download, print it out, and do it.
Well, fantastic. So what I'll do is I'll send it to one of you guys, or Ian, I'll send it to you.
Okay,
and
perfect.
You guys can have it posted, and then maybe on one day, or maybe we shouldn't even mess with that, but get as many people as they can on whatever day and just start filing these.
Excellent.
And it doesn't have to be just people in Keene.
Really? Do you have to be in New Hampshire?
No, you don't have to be from Keene to do it.
But do you have to be from New Hampshire? Do you have to be in New Hampshire to do this?
At this point, I just get them and I'd get them filed and let mm-hmm. the courts decide. Let
them figure it out.
I think it's important to show that there's a huge show of support for Sam to get him out of there.
Great.
And yes. and Mark, quick question. When I was on last week with the guys, Sam came on and he happened to mention that one of the guys who's been there has been there for 8 months without a trial. And to me, that strikes me as shockingly in opposition to the fair and speedy trial provision of the Constitution.
Right. And just for those who are interested, if there is a provision that they'd have, and most state constitutions have it, and there's a statute, it's typically 150 days from the date of arrest to trial. So that is also another issue for habeas corpus for this particular guy.
When did that happen? I mean, is that what the Founding Fathers meant when they said speedy trial?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if they meant 150 days, but that's what it's been determined for at most local levels to be about 150 days.
That's a long time.
That's just incredible to sit there in jail waiting
months,
for a bunch of lawyers to get their papers in order in 150 days.
Well, there is some common sense to it, because if there's a multiple murder being charged, it's not something you can really prepare a defense for in just a few weeks.
One size fits all, huh?
Yeah, but for traffic cases... And
right.
real quick, this is something that I've wanted to do also if for people who are in jail on drug charges, because there's no corpus delicti, there is no standing, there's no actual crime being committed,
right.
So a habeas it would be appropriate there.
Well, anything that you do is much appreciated, Mark. Obviously, you are kind of a guru in these areas, certainly knowing a whole lot more about the crazy world of legal land than I think all of us put together here on this the panel tonight. So I'm always happy to help out in whatever way I can. Let's see what we can do to get Sam out of there.
Well, I appreciate it, Ian. I will get you the paperwork this week, and I'll have stuff on my website also for anyone who's interested. And I appreciate you posting that, and hopefully we get him out here real soon.
Very good. Thank you, Mark. And thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So Sam still behind bars, still on a hunger strike. I'm getting a little concerned myself. I don't know much about the whole hunger striking thing, but I know that Sam is not the biggest of men.
Right. He's not a lot of stored
right.
energy.
It's mostly muscle and bone.
He may be a little larger than me as far as his size is concerned, but not that much. So there's not a lot to keep him going.
Who was the? Do you guys remember way back with the IRA hunger strikes? Who was the, there was one man who went on a hunger strike for a long, long time, and maybe some of the listeners will remember it.
I remember the guy doing it. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. People have died because of it, and Sam is so principled that these guys are, these people who are holding him. Just incomparable compared to the principle of Sam and what they're doing to him. But, of course, they've got the power. He's trying to resist, but you're right, Ian. It makes me concerned a little bit, too.
Well, I think that being that hungry is going to distract you at a certain point.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, it'll make you crazy. But I can't even imagine. For me, it's difficult to go 5 hours without food. Sam has gone now 2 weeks. Now, he has been drinking milk, I believe, and some Carnation instant breakfast. And, of course, the critics are saying, well, that's not hardcore enough.
Right.
All the internet critics.
Fat libertarians that, well, not only haven't left their home states to come to the free state, they haven't left their parents' home in order to hit the free world. I mean, so...
This guy dropped everything, and he's out here. Now he's in jail.
I agree that it would be more powerful if Sam were to go on a full-fledged hunger strike.
Right.
However, I can also tell you that the bureaucrats really don't care whether he's on a hunger strike. It doesn't mean anything to them.
They'll either release him or force-feed him. If it gets to a certain point...
Yeah.
And somebody suggested that they may release him more likely than force-feeding him.
I don't know
what's more likely.
Depends
these guys
on the publicity.
Are sick. Right, these guys are sick. And right, from what I've observed, the hunger striking has gotten him nothing as far as publicity is concerned. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
And when if he finally does break on it, then they'll have a win, right? They'll have broken him. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, and we include all kinds of features, like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. Shrine. www.freetalklive.com. This program is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. Not only do they do collections, they also do early out billing and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that they also purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Ziggy's in the UK across the pond. Hello, Ziggy.
The IRA hunger striker was Bobby Sands.
Bobby Sands.
Yeah, that's thank you very much, Ziggy.
And 10 others also died.
Wow.
It was an IRA protest about prison conditions.
Wow. So what are we calling about tonight?
Anyways, yeah. A typical British story here about a guy called Tom Daley, who's a 14-year-old and who represented Britain at the Olympics last year in diving. Before he went to the Olympics, he was being bullied at school.
Okay,
but since
typical.
He's returned, the bullying has increased to such an extent that his father's had to pull him out of school.
Wow.
The school will not do anything about it, and the local education authority, which governs the school, won't do anything about it. And I have to say, this is typically British. You know, people in this country do not like people who are successful. They will piss on anyone, you know, who's doing better than they are.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I mean, in this country, if you talk about flat rate tax, people think, you know, you're some extremist.
Oh,
they seem to think that, you know, the more successful you are, the more
you've got to be penalized
from you.
You've got to be penalized.
The rich people are evil.
Punitive.
So it's this kind of rich people are evil mentality. But when it comes to somebody who is an Olympic superstar, they're not necessarily getting rich off of that, are they? I mean, Olympics?
No, of course not. You know, I mean, he's only 14.
So it's only the celeb. So they're even jealous at the celebrity that he's achieved.
Wow. So you know what I thought you were going to say, Ziggy? I thought you were going to say that the story about this young man was that he was made fun of before he went to the Olympics, and then he came back, and he was a star, and everyone embraced him, but it actually got worse. It's absolutely crazy. It seems like...
I despair.
You know, it reminds me of Hamilton Bergeron or the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy concept. For example, when Douglas Adams wrote about how everyone thought it would just, it made them feel so much better that if they handicapped cameramen, made them blind, and made, stripped singers of their voices, it just seemed so much better that they could achieve something.
In the schooling system in this country, talented kids get really bad treatment because they're always given this lecture that, oh, you must remember that there are people with lesser intelligence than you. Therefore, we must hold you back. They don't, these kids get disillusioned. You know, they want to strive forward, and there's no one encouraging them. They're always being told, you must remember, that other people aren't as intelligent as you.
Right, so slow down and dumb down.
They should be able to foster their talents to the maximum.
Absolutely, Ziggy. Thank you for the call tonight. And many of the things that you are concerned about are echoed here in the United States. There is a commonly found mentality of jealousy and hatred towards people who are wealthier.
That celebrity thing though in school, I can't imagine that taking place here in the United States, where people
a little unusual. Yeah.
Well, you know what else? It strikes me though, if you take that mentality that is taught to kids like that in England and in the United States to a certain extent, you know, we're not going to have a final result of the soccer match for the kids because the losers might feel bad. That sort of mentality is
so
pernicious. And it's been growing with political correctness over the past 10, 15 years. So, but I wonder, you know, as Ziggy was talking to us, I said, gee, you know, when you get out into the marketplace, you have a real wake up call. But when you get out in the marketplace also, you then have an incentive to rely and push government even more to mess around with your neighbor in the political sphere. So these kids who are trained in this way, when they get out, they will immediately turn to government more and more and more.
Try to level the playing field?
Yeah, rather than recognizing the competitive marketplace that they were put at a disadvantage because of the way they were trained, they'll instead turn the other way to the government to try to make things fair and bring everybody down in the competitive marketplace.
Well, they do successfully bring everybody down. I mean, they oppress, they regulate, they tax, and so it's hard to get ahead.
And, you know, in a way, I was thinking about this in a way because you can apply this in so many ways. As I was trying to drive over here, I thought, why don't we have privatized roads? I'm stuck as a good driver with rotten drivers. I can go fast. I've got good vision, good peripheral vision, excellent reflexes, and I'm a great driver. I'm a good driver. I'm like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, definitely 20. Anyway, so I'm a good driver. I don't want to be stuck on this tragedy of the commons where we have commonly owned roads and everybody has to be lowered down to the status of a 9-year-old mother driving a Dodge Aspen with the blinker going for 5 minutes as she's on the highway going 20 miles an hour under the speed limit.
I would love to have private roads, but the problem is you've already got the existing government roads. Who's got enough capital and enough fiscal incentive to want to invest in creating a competing road to one that's already subsidized by the state? There's no real reason for anyone to enter that marketplace. It's too difficult to compete with the government subsidy roads.
You know, my sister and my niece are heading off to Disney World tomorrow morning around 5 in the morning.
Now, those are some nice private roads.
You got it, man. It's clear, it's clean, you get moved around great. It's great. And I just sit there and I compare the value that you get there versus the lack of value, the malfeasance, the ridiculous slow operation of the government system. And, oh, man, where is our John Galt? I just want to move, you know?
You mentioned Harrison Bergeron, and I think that it bears giving a synopsis of the story. I'm sure Ian hasn't read it, and probably the vast majority of our audience hasn't. Harrison Bergeron, it's by Kurt Vonnegut. I think it's in Welcome to the Monkey House, a collection of short stories. I read it in prison. It struck true to me, and it's basically the moral of the story is there's no such thing as fair. Whoever told you about fair lied to you. You can treat people fairly. However, the world doesn't treat people fairly. And essentially, they took a man who was intelligent and put earmuffs on him, you know, headphones on him, and blasted loud noises into his head so he would be as dumb as everybody else because he couldn't think. They attached huge pieces of scrap metal to his arms so that he wouldn't be his strength. He was a big strong man and intelligent man, and that way his strength would be equal.
Yeah.
that's exactly. You know what? Kane is Harrison Bergeron.
That is, yes. We could have him star. That would be great.
He would honestly be great at that. And, you know, they, like, strap, like, a it wasn't even, like, efficient weights, like, modern
sandbags.
Weights.
Sandbags.
It was sandbags and scrap metal.
Because he was, like, a great dancer, and they didn't want him, they didn't want any of the dancers to be better than any of the other dancers. And as his parents watched, very intelligent parents, they got these drilling sounds into their heads. Turns out he breaks from his shackles, starts to dance like a beautiful, beautiful dancer. They come in and shoot him live on the air. And the parents,
is there more to this story? Because hang on.
The parents get blasted, and they say, what did we just see? And that's it.
Come back with more here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776.
You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can dial toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Edgar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jason and Pete are on the line from the Motorhome Diaries, currently in Arizona. Jason slash Pete, hello there.
How's it going, Ian?
Hey, who do we have? Is that Pete?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Pete. Should we take out speaker?
It sounds okay. So welcome back to the show. It's been a couple, 2-3 weeks now that you guys have been on the road as part of MotorhomeDiaries.com, launching originally from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and driving first all the way over to the West Coast, now getting ready to head back or heading back to the East Coast. What are some highlights from the last week, guys?
Well, since we last spoke with you, we had stops in Vegas, and we were out in L.A. for a while, and Adam's also sitting here with us now, too, but... In Vegas, we met a lot of great people, and we had a little run-in on the strip one night with some cops who were just walking by. We saw some what looked like a guy getting arrested, bent over a squad car, so we pulled out the cameras, you know, just to hold people accountable, and then the guy who was being pushed over the car got up and shook the officer's hand, and, you know, we're like, what's going on here? And it turned out it's a program that Las Vegas Metropolitan Police have to try to build community relations with the public, so they have officers on the street, you know, basically to just try to act as good officers and build rapport. But fortunately, Adam and Jason, it was a photo op with all these Vegas tourists that would roll into town. And so, you know, they want to have a good time and show everybody how wild they were. And so these cops would pose with them, have them bent over the squad car, pose for a photo, then the guy would shake their hand and walk off, and then the next people would come up.
So that's weird.
Yeah, it was so weird. And so
you know,
we
You held that cop's feet to the fire, and people can go to motorhomediaries.com to see the video footage. But I thought almost like, you know, you guys were making the point that, well, couldn't you be doing something like investigating murders or something like that? Aren't there any real crimes to investigate? And I think you guys were right on with your points. But I guess I'd rather have a cop doing photo ops than arresting people for marijuana possession.
Yeah, pick your poison, I guess.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like for people to celebrate the police state by, like, hey, you know, look at me posing as if I'm a criminal.
You know, Jason, I got to agree with you on that one. It bothers me. I mean, that basically, you know, here's a picture of me having fun with the cops, you know.
Getting arrested.
Grow to accept this, friends and family, because this is the way of the future. It's not that big of a deal when people get bent over cop cars and arrested.
Yeah, I suppose from the citizen's perspective, so often they look at these cops as, well, you know, they're going out every night and they're risking their lives for us, for our safety. When, of course, it's not really for their safety. The cops can't be everywhere. They're not a deterrent. Right. And in fact, the only way the cops can be funded is through force, through extorting it from innocent people, whether they want to pay or not. It is an extortion racket. It's a gangster protection racket. And those people are shaking the hands of people who are being paid, whether people want to pay him or not.
Right, exactly. And so, yeah, we wanted to expose that a little bit. Before the guy knew a camera was on him, he said, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, he sure did. Typical cop attitude.
It's honestly not too far from the truth.
Right, and then after we left there, we had a lot of fun in Vegas and met with some people associated with the Anarchy Cafe there and some Free Talk Live listeners as well. One of them who wants to move his family up to New Hampshire soon, but next we rolled into Fullerton in Orange County. We had a great meetup there thanks to the folks at Freedom Communications and freedompolitics.com. And one of the guys who, you know, was waiting curbside when we pulled up was this awesome guy named Adam with marijuanamuscle.com. And, you know, he was super friendly, just a hardcore guy. He says he had a Free Talk Live hat on. And he said, you know, he's just like a super on board. He says out there in L.A., he doesn't have a lot of people to talk to about this stuff. So he said once he gets his finances in order, he's moving up. So,
Yeah, come on out. I mean, this is the place to be. If you love liberty, you love freedom, and you don't feel like you're getting anywhere where you currently are, you need to be in New Hampshire surrounded by like-minded liberty activists. I saw that interview as well. I've been a subscriber to the Motorhome Diaries YouTube channel, and I found that interview really interesting because he's marketing this product that's, I guess, marijuana or hemp-based protein shakes. I know, Mark, you're into the, you know, the weightlifting stuff. And,
well, I wish I was more into
it. You've been into it in the past, and Pete certainly is today. And listening to you guys go back and forth and how he was talking about how in his experience in martial arts, for instance, some of the best people that he knew within that sport were marijuana users. And he would say that some of the people that he would train with would tell him that they would train while on marijuana, basically, and that it helped enhance their ability to do that particular sport. I found that particularly interesting, especially in and you guys also, of course, mentioned Michael Phelps and a couple of other famous sports superstars that have been excoriated in the press for using marijuana, but yet it didn't affect, or either it didn't affect them at all, or it helped them in a positive way.
Well, he said that, you know, while engaging in martial arts with these people, the people that were on top of their game were using pot. Sometimes they were using pot while they were kicking his butt. And, and so, you know, after his research, you know, he decided, well, maybe what everybody's saying about marijuana isn't true. You know, maybe it's not that bad for you. And he came with this product, and, it's entrepreneurial. It's activism all wrapped up in one. And so he's gonna try to move to New Hampshire, and so he's one of us.
That's
so
great.
People have been reaching out to you. I know when we had you guys on the show here in the studio, you'd asked for our listeners to reach out to you as you were traveling across the country and let you guys know what's happening, where they are, and why they should come and meet up in whatever area they happen to live. And that has been happening. And you've met a lot of interesting people so far. A lot of video has been taken. You posted it on your YouTube channel. You're now coming back across the country. And your website says it's going to be a more leisurely pace this time, so you're going to be making a whole lot of stops. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, we're calling the Route 3 Southern style, so it's going to be a little bit more laid back because since you saw us in Keene, New Hampshire, we had to rocket across the state because we had to be at the Atlas Liberty Forum in Los Angeles. Now we're able to, set our itinerary, and so, you know, we have about a dozen stops: Phoenix, Tucson, Albuquerque, San Jose, Austin, Houston, New Orleans, Nashville, Birmingham, and then Auburn, Alabama. That's going to be our southern swing through America. If any of your listeners are in those places or want to entice us to come somewhere else in the South, you contact us at LuckyHomeDiaries.com. And, yeah, we're going to be meeting with a lot of good people there.
How far out are you from Tucson at the moment?
Well, we are like 30 minutes outside of Phoenix right now. So I'm not exactly sure how where Tucson is, but it's April 30th. We'll be rolling in there.
Okay, cool. Well, the reason I ask is somebody had asked me recently how you guys have been doing at contacting local media, and I said, I don't know. I haven't heard anything from them. I don't know if they have been or if they've been ignored. What's been going on with that? Have you guys gotten any interest, or have you been contacting local papers, radio stations, stuff like that?
Yeah, like Jason said, on the way out to L.A., we had to really shoot across the state, so we didn't really weren't able to do that too much. But now, especially with Adam on board, he's kind of been our point person, and just coming into Phoenix, he contacted a dozen or so media outlets. So we're hopefully something still from that. But our buddy Paul, who runs the Rio Grande Foundation over in Albuquerque, he mentioned us coming in on the Examiner today up there, and we're going to be on his radio show this Saturday morning. So basically, we're going to reach out to as much media as we can and go from there. In Austin, we're going to be with some folks from Liberty Cafe as well. So.
Cool. Well, I happen to know a couple of the program directors at the talk stations in Tucson are pretty big fans of Free Talk Live, though we're not on yet in that marketplace. I'd say odds are good we're going to be on soon, so I'm going to reach out to them and let them know you're coming, and maybe one of them will set you up with their morning show host or something like that. You never know. So keep reaching out to the stations as you approach them. You might find that a lot of them are interested in talking to you. And one more thing before we let you guys go. How can people help you with this? How can they put some gas in your tank?
How can they entice you to come see them?
Well, yeah. All of
I appreciate that. I mean, Ian, you were the first one to donate. Mark helped us out a lot while we were in Keene. But, guests is, of course, our biggest expense after we paid for the RV. And so far, we haven't had to pay for it ourselves because people seem to like what we're doing. And so on our website, if there's a button on there that says keep us rolling, click on that. If they like what we do, if they want to, give us a few bucks for some gas money, that's.
And there are also links on there to contact you guys and get in touch with you and say hi and invite you to your area if they happen to be passing through. Thanks, guys, for the call tonight. Keep up the good work out there. Stay safe on the roads and all that. MotorhomeDiaries.com is their website. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, your show, you dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you could do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations or around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If you like that and you want to help us out, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, it is David in Ohio. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I want to talk about how you can promote liberty by brewing alcohol. It's a good combination if you can pull it off.
The liberty people sure as hell love drinking alcohol, so I imagine that would be a good idea. What do you got? Go ahead.
Well, when you buy any alcohol product, that supplier is licensed by the BATF, fingerprinted, and so forth, and so you're kind of helping to empower that agency. Plus, there's a federal tax on every alcohol you buy, and most likely a state tax.
Mm-hmm.
So you're helping to fund them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you brew your own beer, you just buy the ingredients. There's no licensing from the ATF. And you
Wait, hold on. Unless you want to sell it, right?
Correct. I'm talking about, yeah, there are some rules you have to abide by. If you want to follow the law, you can't distill it. You can't sell it. You know, you'll get trouble, assuming you get caught. How does I say, assuming you get caught?
Right. I mean, you could. You're not supposed to distill, make your own liquor. But I mean, who's gonna? What are they gonna do if you do? Really? I mean,
that could be a federal crime, wouldn't it?
If they catch you, I mean, come on, catching somebody.
Somebody could snitch you out.
The likelihood of you getting caught is slim. And if you decided to take it somewhere, Ian, you're very, very likely to get the public on your side. No, you know, I mean, come on.
If you just like to, you know, you like to have a beer at home and you're going to the grocery store and buying it, or wine, or also mead, which is fermented honey, a very nice drink, if
delicious.
I say so.
Could you make some beer and then give it to people in return for donations?
Like,
Hey, thanks for your donation to my college fund. Here's some beer.
Yeah, if you really want to share, you could voluntarily give it to a friend and say, you know, a friend says, I really appreciate what you give me. Here, let me give you something in return voluntarily. You don't really necessarily ask for it, but if you have friends who like to exchange favors.
Right. What if you sold a pencil to someone for $20 and gave them a free 6-pack or 12-pack?
I don't know.
Barter exchanges are taxable under the IRS, and I would think you would then have to report that. If you're looking for some kind of out, you really don't have it. Fact is, if you want to distill your alcohol, and I hope you take it to trial, and I hope you jam it down the feds' throats, because the fact is, it's an impingement on people's freedom. But if you want to dance and have a good old time, dancing around the law, they will stick something right in you, because they don't dance around the law; they do what they want. Mm-hmm. Look what happened to the Liberty Dollar.
I'm more interested in, again, you brew it for yourself, you enjoy your own beers, not as a commercial enterprise. That's a whole different ball of wax. If you just like to consume it and maybe have a party where, you have a bunch of brews out there, and, it saves you money even if it was taxed, it still saves you money. And another thing just to point out is in most states, there is no taxes on food. So when you buy it, you're just buying grapes or grains or honey. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much pay not a single penny of taxes on that, even at the state level.
Fly completely under the radar, basically, as far as your costs are concerned.
Yeah. And one last thing to kind of point out, if you're under the age of 21, let's just say there's no law against having a big glass bottle and an airlock and yeast and grains and water.
Do you know if these places that have the facilities, in case you don't have them in your own house, these places that allow you to come in and make wine or make soda or make beer, do they have to pay some sort of special tax to the BATF, this sort of thing?
Yeah, what happens then is since the final product you take home is beer, they are selling you beer by the law. So that is not a pro-liberty way to go about doing it.
Right. And there's all kinds of kits out there. This is not a big commitment. You're talking about a 5-gallon bucket.
I did this. I thought it would be really hard. It's actually extremely easy, especially mead. Like I said, it's fermented honey.
Yeah.
You just put honey and water in a 1-gallon jar and let it sit for 6 months. That's all it takes. Beer is a little more complicated. Wine is a little more, but it's still pretty easy. I can get 5 gallons done in about 2 hours.
Well, wine's not complicated if you don't care what it tastes like.
Yeah,
we used to make it in prison in a week.
But I'm not a wine.
I can't drink this stuff now.
There's some good YouTube videos. You can Google up homebrew wine, homebrew meat or beer, some good websites, and a really good book I'd plug, no conflict of interest. I just like the book. It was called The Complete Joy of Homebrewing by Charlie Papazian. Very good reference. It's recommended by most of the homebrew forums.
Good stuff.
There's some kid out there like Mr. Beer or something like that.
Oh, no, don't get Mr. Beer.
He knows. This reminds me of a very interesting thing that I saw in one of Michael Palin's Around the World in 80 Days shows. The documentary things he did, Pole to Pole and Full Circle and things like that. And he was in Africa somewhere, and they have this poisonous root that you can't eat, but they would skim the poisonous stuff off the outside, chew up the interior of the root, and then spit it into, in case, you're in straits and you can't make your own beer, and you don't have a bucket, they'd spit it into a hole that they dug into the ground. And then everybody from the village would spit into this hole. And Michael Palin's watching them spit and spit. And spit. I mean, not to give the nasty imagery, but it's a fascinating one.
It's already worked.
You'll take it with you after the show. It's wonderful imagery. Spitting and spitting and spitting until there's like 2 gallons worth of spit and root in this thing, and then they cover it over and it ferments. And later they pull out this wooden ladle and they've got another one they've already got ready, and they give it to him in a cup and he's got to drink it.
How did they figure that out? What steps of evolution occurred where they came up with the poisonous root in a whole spinning?
Yeah, it makes this alcohol I don't know, but I guess it's very, very strong. The alcohol kills all the germs.
Altered states or just trial and error.
People died in this.
Heck? Yeah, hey, David, thank you for the suggestions tonight. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, just I guess one last thing, if anyone's interested. Like I said, it's pretty easy. The parts doesn't really take much space, and if you... I like to use a 5-gallon bucket, but if you want to go cheap, you can go to flea markets and find a 5 or 6-gallon glass jar like people toss coins in. I found one for $6 at a flea market. You go to the hardware store, buy some rubber tubes for a couple bucks. So if you really, really work at it, you could get a whole setup for under $15.
Well, wait a second. You say that the getting a glass bottle for $6 is somehow cheaper than a 5-gallon bucket. I mean, 5-gallon buckets are cheap.
And you have to be careful. You need a food-grade 5-gallon bucket. So, and you want to make sure you buy a new one, because if the bucket has any scratches on the inside, it's very difficult to sanitize.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy used, odds are it's not going to be usable for brewing because it'll probably be scratched up.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you don't want
to have to buy a new
for chemicals.
So you can't just use the one you get from Home Depot, the orange one?
You really want to make sure, you have to kind of make a risk there, because if it's not rated for food grade, some of the plastic might leach in. Like the chemicals on plastic.
Spend the money to do it right.
Sounds that way.
Yeah, spend the money to do it right. What's a good website you can go to learn more about this?
Honestly, that book was.
And what was the book again?
That's how I learned. I just Googled random websites.
The book again was what?
Joy of what?
The Complete Joy of Homebrew.
Can you get that at Amazon.freetalklive.com?
I'm sure you can.
There you go. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call tonight. Coming up, we'll tell you how to grow mushrooms. No, I'm kidding. I really don't know how, but. Seems like a nice little how-to night here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything as we go to Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian. Guys, what's up?
What's up, Todd?
Hey, just before we go into my thing here, Gerard, it's been a while I haven't talked to you, man.
Hey, man.
And we need to talk more often. But anyway, I just want to bring up about the swine flu brouhaha that's been going on for the last 5 days.
Yeah. Yeah, what is all this about, Todd? I honestly don't know.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, basically, it's this type of flu that is very contagious. That
most flus are, aren't they?
Well, contagious? Yeah, but they're saying that it basically originated from swines, like pigs. At least that's my understanding of the whole flu. And they're making.
I heard Michael Savage said it was all the illegal immigrants' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently,
not that I care what he thinks.
Well, they're claiming that this supposedly came from Mexico, the strain, and there were about a number of people who basically passed away who died from this. We're talking like over a few hundred deaths in Mexico, and now they're saying, well, there's been about at least 27 cases in Florida.
Yeah, it's all the way up to New York City or something like that. We're going to have Gardner, who's been digging in deep to this. He knows everything about it, apparently. So we're going to have him explain it here in a moment. Thanks, Todd, for the call tonight, bringing that up.
Thanks, Todd.
I think we might have touched on it anyway here, but you never know. So the best way to bring something up or make sure something gets discussed on this show is to call in and talk about it. 800-259-9231. More on the flu. It's Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.